turn that off. Yeah. I just started Mass. I'll call you back, but you can't. You can't. Well, let me try. Yeah. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Let's try this. Can you hear him now? Usually just throw money. Usually we hear him okay, as that Verizon commercial used to tell us. But sometimes as that gospel challenges us, we don't really listen to him. Last line of the gospel. We can hear Christ say, love yourself, but not really listen to him with our heart. And we wind up beating ourselves over the head with all kinds of guilt, the unhealthy kind, and pleading for forgiveness from some vengeful, angry God who never existed, but that many of us were raised with. And then we never grew up to listen to Christ whisper into our heart that he is crazy in love with you, no matter what you do. I can hear Christ say, love others. I can hear him say that, but not really listen with my mind or my heart. And I wind up sometimes concurring with my culture, my group, my government, or our church, and wind up discriminating, hating, rejecting, or rash judging, simply because those people are different from us, or because he or she said it's okay, and besides, everybody else says it's okay. And we forget to really listen to what Christ has to say, and what Christ says is okay. Because I can make up all kinds of excuses for my bigotry, which is simply another word for stupidity. We can forget that Abram in that first reading was an immigrant. We can forget that Jesus God, who by the way was a Jew, is an immigrant. And that Christ lives within me, you, and all the other immigrants in our world, and those especially who stand at our borders today, simply looking for a better life for their family. We can forget to really listen when Christ said, love one another. He meant it. He meant it. I screw that up every day, but he meant it. We don't have to and can't possibly like everyone. Can't. But respect and love everyone as children of God? Yes, that we are supposed to do, even as we grit our teeth. Yeah. So there is no room in Christianity for murdering Muslims. We worship the same God. There is no room for swastikas painted on guns, painted or pointed at Jews, guns pointed at Jews. We worship the same God. There's no room for whites only. Those signs beginning to appear again across America. There's no room to penalize the poor or ignore the sick, ignore the addicted, the homeless, whether they are straight or gay, because we are all just scared little kids inside, waiting to figure out when we will ever grow up. We are all just children, kids inside, who sometimes listen to our fears of the unknown Fear of what other people will think, or fear of being challenged to be who we are called to be by our baptism. Which is why I believe, personal opinion, it's why I believe Sister Simone Campbell from Network Social Justice Lobby was prevented from speaking here in Cleveland this week because of fear, not faith. Sometimes I listen to what my fears are saying instead of listening to what our God is saying about all who are being rejected and disrespected these days. On the second Sunday of Lent, after we accepted the ashes, which said that we would try to repent, God challenges me, along with Peter, James, John, and you, to change our complacency into compassion, to change our compassion into action, to not just hear the words of Christ, but to honestly listen and really try our best to listen to and live his words. Our future, our eternity, depends on it.